On CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is Terry, and every Friday night starting October 3rd from midnight to 2 a.m., tune your dial to CFRC.ca or 101.9 and let the music pull you in.
You are tuned in to Kingston's only truly local radio station, CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Now you do what they told you. you do what they told you.
Definitely a different way of starting off my show, that's for sure. Normally we kick on a little reggae and get things going, but tonight I figured I was going to do a bunch of alternatives. So we're going to start off, like I said, with that Rage song. Just finished watching the Jays pound the Dodgers. What a great kickoff to our World Series. So tomorrow night we got game number two, and I hope they just pound them into the ground again. I'm just going to keep things going here tonight. I've got the Jeff in the studio with me again. Not sure if he's going to get on the air. He keeps hanging out, which is great. Keeps me company till 2 a.m., so we'll see if he actually gets on the air. But I'm going to play a little Linkin Park and a little Jay-Z, some Encore Numb here to keep things going. Just going to love playing this stuff. It's some classics for me. Here we go.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too woo. Kind. Woo. Get ready. Woo. Let's go. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll. Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, nigga, make some noise.
Get him, Jay.
Who you know fresher than Ho? Riddle me that. Y'all know where I'm lurking, yeah. Can none of y'all mirror me back? Yeah, hear me rap, it's like Angie rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O., rap's Grateful Dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing Jets, Global Express. Out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the fuck you expect? Yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Goddamn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open ahead with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him with cheap imitations of these generations. Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. For one last time, I need y'all to roll. Yeah. Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, nigga, make some noise.
What the hell are you waiting for?
Look what you made me do. Look what I made for you. Knew if I pay my dues, how will they pay you? When you first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drive a couple of hits, look how they wait to you. From R.C. to Madison Square, to the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. As fate would have it, Jay status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, we're in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you. Probably maim you. If I owe you, I'm blowing you to smithereens. Cops, I could take one for your team. And I need you to remember one thing. I came, I saw, I conquered. A record sale, sold out concerts. Motherfucker, if you want this,
You know what's crazy is that song is literally 25 years old almost. That song originally came out with just Linkin Park when they released it. Numb was their third single on the album Metamora back in September 2003. And then it released with Jay-Z, and they released it in December 13th, 2004. And it was a Def Jam production when that came out. So, I mean, this record goes back so far. It's just crazy. The next one I got up lined up for you tonight is a little bit of POTUS, so President of the United States. This is one of my favorites from this band. I mean, they've done a lot of great songs, but this one, Lump, this one just kills me. I love this song. So Jeff's hanging out here quietly. I'm not even sure if Jeff's here. He's that quiet. So here we go. A little bit of Lump.
Lump sat alone. Love lingered, lasting lines for brains and the ones she
was just a gem from 1994, from the Dookie album. A little bit of Green Day. Now I'm going right into some Jane's Addiction. Been Caught Stealing. Fantastic song, fantastic band. I just love the intro here. Like I said, that was a little Jane's Addiction. What's crazy is most people don't know this. Band's been around since 1985. They kind of went into hiatus in 97. And then they had this one-off tour in 2001. And Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers replaced one of their founding members, Avery, on the tour. It was a one-off tour. It was fantastic. But I just thought I'd throw in a little bit of facts here about Jane's Addiction. They've been around for a long time. They've had all sorts of band members come and go. But in my opinion, one of the amazing bands from the 80s into the 90s, even into the 2000s, obviously. Like, they are just a hype band, in my opinion. They've got some great stuff. Like I said, Been Caught Stealing, one of my favorites. We're going to jump back in time here. We're going to do a little Black Betty by Ram Jam. This is a remix here for you. But and then we're going to go right into a little 80s alternative. And when I mean that, we're going to start with a little Erasure. Then we're going to talk, some Howard Jones. Then we're going to jump right into The Cure, some Pet Shop Boys. You guys are going to love tonight. It's literally an 80s dance party. So here we go, a little Black Betty to kick things off.
Whoa, Black Betty, bam-a-lam. Whoa, Black Betty, bam-a-lam. Black Betty had a child, bam-a-lam. the lamb, the damn thing gone wild. Blame the lamb, said I'm worn out of mind. Blame the lamb thing gone blind. Blame the lamb, said, oh, Black Betty. Blame the lamb, whoa, Black Betty. Blame the lamb.
Oh,
That was a Little Erasure kicking things off there in my 80s kind of retro scene. They actually have been around for a long time. They were originally members. One of them was actually Vince Clark. He was a founding member of the band Depeche Mode and the synth pop duo Yazoo. So you guys may know them here in Canada or in North America as Yaz. But Yazoo and Depeche Mode, both founding members of that band. It was amazing to literally go and see them live when I was a kid. I got to see them at Canada's Wonderland. I didn't even have a driver's license at the time. I took a GO bus for about an hour and a half each way, paid my $5. I had a season's pass. I went and saw almost every concert I could for a couple of years at Canada's Wonderland, and I had the pleasure of seeing these guys before they literally went into the darkness, just like this show. Here we go, guys. A little talk here. Keep it. Playing a lot of 80s English pop duo bands. So this is another, that was another 80s band. Talk actually formed in 1981. This song, again, much like A Little Respect from Erasure, a 1984 hit. And I got to be honest, I'm stoked to play this next band. And this next band is a Canadian band. It's Howard Jones. And I also got to see this guy perform at Canada's Wonderland. He was incredible. Just an incredible performer. The music's wonderful. Anyway, this is one of my favorites from Howard Jones. Guys, I hope you like it. And we'll just keep plugging away here with some great 80s.
Oh, messed up on that one. I'm not sure who's actually listening and who's not, but anyway, I was looking at the next song that was coming up, and it's Strange Animal from Gowan, and that's the Canadian. It's not Howard Jones. Howard Jones, also a pop singer from England in the 80s. That song, new song, actually reached number 13 on the English, the UK charts in 1983, and it hung around for about 27 weeks in the top 75 in the UK. Anyway, this next song, you're going to love. I loved it. I got to see Gowan as well. Yeah, there's a funny story behind Gowan. He was actually performing at, it's called Budweiser Stage now. He was performing there. He was standing on a piano, and he was singing, and he stepped back and literally fell off the back of the piano while performing. Crazy. And then just got back up and started singing again like nothing ever happened. Anyway, here's a little Gowan, and he is definitely Canadian.
Thank you.
find myself a wealth of useless knowledge tonight. So this album, Strange Animal, was his second album that Gowan ever released. And it was released in 1985. I'm kind of doing that whole genre, that whole theme tonight. And this album, Strange Animal, was recorded in Starling Studios, coincidentally owned by Ringo Starr of the Beatles. So, I mean, this was his debut or breakthrough album, I guess. Not, it's really his commercial success in Canada in 1985. And he went on to win a CASBY Award that year for most promising male artist. So, I mean, it's pretty cool to have one of our own from Canada. Again, Scottish born, but Canadian raised. So I'm going to give it to him as being a Canadian artist. And pretty cool to have Gowan win a CASBY for most promising artist 1985. And he went on to have a ton of great songs in his career. So here we go. A Little Cure. We're going to just keep rolling through here tonight with some really great stuff. So we got A Little Cure here. Let's go to bed.
Floors. Fires outside and you choose a hard or soft option.
That one for my beautiful wife, Sherry. Pet Shop Boys is one of her favorite bands, and the next band coming up is a little New Order. One of my favorite bands, we actually saw them together a couple of years ago in Toronto. They were opening their tour, and Pet Shop Boys was the opener for the first night. New Order closed out the night, and then throughout their tour, they actually went back and forth where New Order would open up and Pet Shop Boys would close out the show. Fantastic bands. If you get a chance to see them, I do recommend it. They're in their 70s, which is crazy, and these guys just belt it out, and they're still going at it, and it's been amazing. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to do a little New Order, and then I'm going to come back, and we'll talk about Nitzareb, because they're an EBM band, and I'm going to tell you all about what EBM is, and then we'll do a few songs of that, and then we are going to switch on over to a little bit of house music and keep it going. So here we go, a little bit of Shell Shock by New Order. you guys have ever seen the movie Pretty in Pink. It's a great 80s movie. It's part of the Brat Pack there, one of their movies. Anyway, that song is featured in Pretty in Pink. It's a great song. Next, we're going to play a little bit of what's called EBM, electronic body music, and it basically is an incorporation of industrial synth punk, some dance, a little bit of disco. It's got a little bit of everything. It's just fantastic. I think you guys are going to love this. I'm going to play three songs straight through. We got a little bit of Nitzareb, then And One, and then Front 242. And I think you guys might remember I started off my show on show one with a little Front 242. So here we go. Join in the chant.